Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
March 24th, 1882. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow dies. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. He is out of fashion and has been for ages. But Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who died on this date in 1882, merits our consideration. Long an architect of the American imagination, at least in popular circles, Longfellow wrote verses that resonated widely for generations. There was Paul Revere's Ride. There were verses like this one from A Psalm of Life, which my grandmother, born in 1918, quoted often. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Trust no future, however pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present. Heart within, and God overhead. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing over life's solemn main, or forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. In an 1832 essay on Sir Philip Sidney, Longfellow rendered similar points in prose, writing, "With us, the spirit of the age is clamorous for utility, for visible, tangible utility, for bare, brawny, muscular utility. We glory in the extent of our territory, in our rapidly increasing population, in our agricultural privileges and our commercial advantages. We boast of the increase and extent of our physical strength, the sound of populous cities, breaking the silence and solitude of our western territories, plantations conquered from the forest, and gardens springing up in the wilderness. Yet the true glory of a nation consists not in the extent of its territory, the pomp of its forests, the majesty of its rivers, the height of its mountains, and the beauty of its sky, but in the extent of its mental power, the majesty of its intellect, the height and depth and purity of its moral nature. True greatness is the greatness of the mind. The true glory of a nation is moral and intellectual preeminence. Not he alone does service to the state whose wisdom guides her counsels at home, nor he whose voice asserts her dignity abroad. A thousand little rills springing up in the retired walks of life go to swell the rushing tide of national glory and prosperity. And whoever in the solitude of his chamber, and by even a single effort of his mind, has added to the intellectual preeminence of his country, has not lived in vain, nor to himself alone." And Longfellow also composed abolitionist verses, publishing, for instance, The Warning in 1842, a poem in which he foresaw the end of a republic that allowed slavery to endure. He wrote, "There is a poor, blind Samson in this land, shorn of his strength and bound in bonds of steel, who may in some grim revel raise his hand and shake the pillars of this common weal, till the vast temple of our liberties, a shapeless mass of wreck and rubbish lies." Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, may he rest in peace. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.